Which would y'all rather hear about? Crafting magic items in your downtime?
Nobody's going to reply to us, Joe.
Shh.
This is audio.
Shh.
That's the best part, though.
Shh.
Well met, adventurers. My name is Lee.
I'm Joe, and welcome to Mage Productions.
This week we're doing something new. Something spicy. Are you excited, Joe? Are you?
I don't know. What difficultness are we doing?
I don't know. So, I have my Dungeon Master's Guide next to me.
Mm.
And we're going to open it to a random page, and we're going to talk about whatever is on that page. It could be anything.
This could be interesting.
Anything. Including, like, items, or an item, or an item table, or... I don't know, man. Could be anything.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm excited. All right. Are you ready? I'm going to open it now. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, look at that. Downtime activities.
Mm.
Chapter 6, Between Adventures. I think this is actually a really cool topic.
Yeah. I think downtime activities get kind of looked over and forgotten a lot.
I agree.
Because, like, oh, I'm going to adventure and then sleep. And then I'll adventure some more. And that's all I do.
Right. Yeah. And then it's like next day, next day, next day, quest, 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 campaign.
Oh, we're traveling for 3 weeks? We're just going to gloss over that.
Sure. Well, I mean, all right. To an extent, I agree with that because.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much that you can do with that. Well, all right, you can have, I mean, your, you can go as wide or as narrow as you want with that.
Mm-hmm.
There, how about that? I think that might be a better way to say it.
You could learn new things during all of this downtime.
You could Man, there's a lot in here.
There is
a lot. This is,
you want to build a stronghold?
I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do. I mean, but
if we have 400 days, we can build an abbey.
Yeah, and like, or 60 days for guild hall, town, city, so on. A trading post. I think a trading post would be cool.
Yeah.
A trading post would be really cool.
You could build it, or you could just, you know, take one over.
Yeah, so... All right, there's different sections for downtime activities. There's building a stronghold, carousing, gaining renown, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Crafting magic items.
Crafting magic items, running a business, selling magic items, sowing rumors, training to gain levels.
What?
Yeah. What is that? Second to fourth level is 10 days. So is that saying, like, if I'm second level and I take 10 days, I am now fourth level after training? Or is that 10 days per level?
It's probably 10 days per level.
Yeah, so per level. That makes sense, I guess. But, all right. So, downtime activities. When would something like this even take place?
I think a lot of that kind of depends on how your game or your campaign is set up. I mean, if you've got a group that is kind of running around in the same city and has like their home base and everything that they go back to every day, you could have downtime activities every day. You know, like I'm not going to be spending all day tracking something down. Maybe I got to wait a couple hours for this meeting. All right, I got downtime. If you have an adventuring party that's constantly on the move, then I think your downtime's pretty much limited to while you are traveling.
Right, right. Well, and I think also it varies on the characters that you're playing and who it is that you would interact with or something like that. Like, while on the road, I mean, I guess you could hire somebody to, like, craft you a stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
or something like that. But what about, all right, so you're traveling to from the southern lands to the northern lands, across the mountains and through the peaks and forests and swamps and blah, 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 blah. And that's going to take you, say, 45 days of travel. Could you train on those 45 days to gain levels? Or would you say you must train under an individual? Like, as a druid, would I have to train under another druid for the next 10 days to gain my second, two-third level? Or am I...
I think a lot of that is going to depend on the DM and the group dynamics.
Okay.
I think with the way it is written in the book here, I didn't see it actually specifying, but
I didn't see it specifying either.
I would think with something like that, that it would be more of you just have to kind of train and hone your skills. Like with martial arts and things like that, you learn kind of a routine. You're able to take that routine and practice it over and over and over and over again. And that will help you to sharpen your skills for new things or help you to kind of create that muscle memory or whatnot to do something new. So as far as the leveling up is concerned in the book, I think that's more of what it's talking about.
Yeah, I can agree with that too. And from like, say, a wizard's standpoint, like a wizard depends on their spell book to be able to cast spells. Mm-hmm. And while I may only have second level spells available to me, there's no reason that I couldn't have like third, fourth, fifth level spells in there as well that over the period of time practicing who's its and was its. Mm-hmm. Ta-da! Now I've gained a level. I'm super awesome wizard and I'm never going to use this spell.
But I think you could also kind of take that more of what you were saying is finding a master and training under them. And instead of maybe having to go out and adventure and fight monster after monster after monster, you spend some time completing tasks and things, training with that master, and when you're done, you have gained a level. So I think that's actually something I've thought about doing sometimes, because I think it's kind of a really cool and different way to do that and to get your experience and to get your level. Yeah. Instead of just like the video game grind of I've got to go kill 4,000 of this random stupid one hit monster so I can get the next level. So whatever, you can go and actually do something where you learn something. And it can end up working thematically in the game for this is why I now know how to do this.
Yeah, well, and it's also a really super cool like role play sort of opportunity. And even with downtime saying like, all right, we're going to spend the next minute talking about whatever you did over the past 3 months. Mm-hmm. Like, and that could just be a quick back and forth or just be like explaining or something like that. But it gives more depth to it than I was grinding through this dungeon. And when I entered that dungeon, I was level 2 and now I'm level 7. And I know all these things because I killed a bunch of wombats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of... I realized that we opened this book to talk about a very specific thing that we had no idea about. But I just talking about leveling in general through D&D, I'm slightly dissatisfied.
I agree.
With it. I was reading through the Twitterverse the other day, and I do believe it was Todd Kendrick posted that his players can't level until they've used everything that is available to their players.
What?
So, like, say you have a... It was worded much more elegantly than that because Todd... but say you have a level 2 wizard Like, you won't get level 3 until you've used all of your spells at least once. Or all of the things that are available to you as a character, use them. If you haven't had the opportunity to use sneak attack as a rogue, like, first off, please do, mm-hmm. because it's worth it. But second off, like, you can't advance to the next level until you have, quote unquote, mastered these things that are available to you.
So if you're playing a rogue and you have never been given advantage on an attack during the course of a level, or have never mm-hmm. successfully hit while having advantage, you cannot level up.
Correct. And I think that is another interesting point that you bring up there, is having that successfully happen. Mm-hmm. So sure, you can cast Fireball 90 times, but if it has never successfully fireballed, which, again, please do. It's an AoE.
Fireball is always successful.
Yeah, it was a poor example, and I don't know why you expect any better from me. But you can't advance until you've done said thing successfully. I'm not opposed to that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So, okay, I'm thinking from an aspect of right now we are grinding.
Hardcore grinding
through Dungeon of the Mad Mage, right? And each level you guys are pretty much leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
Within reason. But I mean, how many things from your warlock that you're playing, Sai, like, have you done everything that is available to Sai? Everything that is on your character sheet?
Yeah. I've done a lot of them, but sure. One of my spells is comprehend language or something like that. And between the four mm-hmm. of us, we know so many languages. I don't think we have run across a language that I have needed to use that for.
That's interesting. And I think a lot of that can fall back on me of giving you guys the opportunity to use everything that you have available to
you. That is true, but say you're running around with prestidigitation and your character's just never felt like using it. Like, I gotta go to kind of steal a page from Loot and Dagger. I gotta go shoot butterflies out of my fingers, Vladislav, before I can level up.
Maybe. I mean,
or what about like class features or things? Like, say you've got a very brazen rogue that doesn't ever run. Like, he never disengages and runs away from a fight. Maybe that's his character flaw. If he never uses his cunning action to disengage, he can't level up.
You can use your cunning action in different ways.
But is it just use your cunning action, or do I have to use in each of the three specific ways? Because it's like disengage and dash and whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's just one thing.
Okay.
It is your cunning action. And I realize this has absolutely nothing to do with this topic that we have randomly turned our page to, but I think it's an interesting thing.
Sometimes you just stumble onto the good stuff.
Sometimes you do. I mean, I think it's something to consider.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. And it, I'm not going to say prevents spamming, but it enforces more creativity with what you're doing. And it kind of gives you a goal. It's almost like an achievement hunter sort of thing.
I've got to use this six times in battle so I can get this medal.
Right. Yeah. But I use all your spells at least once. Use all your class attributes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not? Or we could craft magic items on our downtime.
Yes, which would y'all rather hear about? Crafting magic items in your downtime?
Nobody's going to reply to us, Joe. This is audio.
That's the best part, though. Because then we can insert the crickets and be like, yeah, I didn't think so. Let's move on to something else.
That's right.
You just don't ever ask for responses to the questions you want the response to.
All right. Well, small rant, because I asked a question to the internet about, hey, what topics do you guys want to hear us talk about?
So, to be fair, that was like an hour before we recorded.
Well, sure, but I haven't gotten anything yet. I feel unloved. Not really. It's all right. Crafting magic items, though, that's always sat weird with me.
I have seen this go very weird very quickly most of the time.
It has. And I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of knowledge that's needed to be able to do something like mm-hmm. this. There's a lot of components required and things and stuff, and like it's definitely something you would have to run by your GM before you even like started it. Like, all right, we've got 30 days of travel. What do you guys want to do? I want to build a magic axe. Like, whoa, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cool. That's awesome. Sure, let's do that. And let's, I don't know, figure out how, I guess. I don't know. It's hard. And I think I've seen some like pieces of Critical Role Percy with all of his guns that he has and things like that. I mean, Matt Mercer has done really well with doing those, mm-hmm. but I don't know. It's just hard and it intimidates me as a game master. Like, I don't want to do it injustice and I don't want to be like, well, you failed. Nope, you can't do it.
I mean, I guess to kind of get a feel for it, you can start with actual magic items that are already in the game and say, okay, sure. Well, you can create this. You can make this sword a +1, or you can create a flame tongue or whatever. And they do have some very specific rules. There is a minimum gold amount, a minimum level, and then every 25 gold constitutes 1 8-hour day. So creating an uncommon magic item takes 20 days if you're working 8 hours a day on it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of less of a downtime activity and more of like, it's summer vacation from adventuring.
That's a hobby.
That's slightly more than a hobby. I remember last time I got to spend 8 hours a day on a hobby.
Yeah, right.
Like every day.
That's a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Sure. That's a cool goal for like a character. Yeah. Like, I want to create X thing, and every chance I get, like, I tinker with it and I poke at it and blah, 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 blah. And you'd have to keep like really strict notes on, I mean, everything that you're doing and all this stuff and things and jazz. Mm-hmm. But that could be fun.
Yeah.
Curious.
I mean, I think crafting anything past an uncommon item would take forever.
Legendary item is 500,000 gold pieces, and at 25 gold pieces a day, that's what, 20,000 hours?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Jeez.
I mean, so how much downtime do you have if you're able to knock that out?
Well, again, I think that's like your old level 20 adventurers that have been around for a lifetime.
I mean, that would be 20,000 8-hour days.
Oh, good gosh.
Yeah.
That is many a year.
So you're looking at 160,000 hours. No, 320,000 hours. Good God, I can't math right now.
Even with a calculator.
Shut up. I hadn't gotten the calculator part yet.
That's good. I think fun things are like sewing rumors. Stuff like that. I've always been intrigued by that. And kind of... I've always wanted to do a proper urban campaign.
I think those like can be really fun for the downtime stuff, especially with the things that I believe it was Xanathar's added in.
Yeah.
So it had some cool things and different ways to do some of the downtime stuff. I played a little bit with those rules one time. We didn't get very far, but
yeah,
it made it interesting.
It does. It adds a different level to it. And I think, again, it's something that you'd have to talk about with your table and your players and things like that. If that's even something that you'd want in your game.
Yeah.
The downtime activities. And I know that we've talked about it before. We don't really have the option right now because of where we are for now.
Yeah.
But we have a game tomorrow and we'll see what actually happens. Yeah. if that's even something that your players are interested in, and I don't think you could play the game however you want. Sure. It's your game. You have fun with it, but you don't have to go on quest after quest after quest after quest. Like you could play level one and then your next game is at level five. Mm-hmm. Because it's been a month and maybe you went on a little adventure by yourself or somebody else, or maybe you spent some time training and then our next game, we're level 10 and then our next game, you're level 12, whatever. And I mean, you could be spending time making magic items, running a business, doing these things. Yeah. And I think that's cool. I think the concept of that is really cool.
Yeah. I think it can definitely add a lot of kind of time to shine for individual characters.
Yeah, it could also put a lot of pressure on characters, on players.
It could,
rather. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, maybe I didn't... Sure, we've all had 2 weeks from our last game to this game, and maybe I just didn't put forth the effort, or I didn't have time, or whatever. And it's like, well, what did your character do over this last month that you've been off? Like, I poked at a goat.
Cool.
Poked at a goat. Terrible examples. I'm terrible at it's these examples.
I do think that it could be a really cool option for those groups that aren't able to get together often. Like maybe you do have that once a month game or that once every 2 months game or something like that. And then in between, instead of having to try and do like a play by post, because God knows personally that would drive me nuts. I couldn't do it.
No, I've tried. It's rough.
You can kind of have these downtime activities. Maybe you get in a group chat and once a week have like a little downtime update or something like that with the group. And that one can kind of help the person running the game figure out, okay, well, this is what we're going to do the next time we all get together, because I can pull from this that you did in your downtime and this that you did in your downtime, and now we have a cool little story. But it can also keep it from, man, we were level one for like 8 months and then we were level two for like a year and a half. Because we had like 8 hours of gameplay in that year, so...
Right. I mean, that is an extremely valid point, and it's something to keep your players engaged and to keep them engaged outside of the table, which is hard. And it's hard coming back to the table. I mean, us, we haven't played in the last 2 months, and we're going to be playing tomorrow, and I'm sure we're all going to sit down at the table and we're going to be like, I have no idea what happened last game.
We're like, we went to hell and then we got put in this dungeon and, that was like 4 months ago. So the last 2 months,
Yeah. You went straight into side voice. It's great.
Almost. I got to get back into it. Oh, it's been so long since I've done side voice.
So right. Like, I mean, yeah. It's perfect. I love it. I love Psy. It's rough. And I know we're all going to come back and it's going to take us like a while to ramp up. And then we're all going to leave and be like, well, mm-hmm. you know, now it's good to, you know, hang out again.
I mean, granted, in the middle of a mega dungeon, right. there's not a whole lot we could have done downtime wise.
I don't know.
I'm just going to go explore this 19th level of Dungeon of the Mad Mage by myself.
Sure, man. You could, like, enthrall the frog people that are on the level that you're on and become their king, too. Yeah.
I do already have a kingdom just on level
king of
one.
All the levels.
I like that one. I need to go back and check and see if my business is thriving yet. I don't know
For
if I
real.
Trust that door.
For real, you do. No, definitely not. I mean, sure.
You totally. Rescue a dude, you give him money to start up a business, and he's probably just run off and drank with it.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, me too. I can't fault him.
That's actually probably why we're here today.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. All right, so I don't know. What did you think about turning to a random page and having a random discussion about something that we did not prep for or plan for in any way, shape, or form?
I mean, it was kind of random, especially with our random, like, side conversation about leveling.
It was, yeah. All right, so I guess homework for the listeners. What did you guys think of this? Because really, that's what matters here. I mean, we could ramble on about whatever. Mm-hmm.
And it would probably entertain no one.
Probably not. And really, the goal of a podcast is to share information and be some sort of bit of entertaining. Maybe giggle every now and then. Listening to our lustrous voices.
So should I just like do the rest of the podcast as sigh?
Yeah.
All man, right, let's do
great.
It.
Sweet. Oh, but yeah, if I mean, all right, if there's anything that you guys want to hear, you can reach out to us on Twitter at @mage_podcast or email us from our website at mageproductions.com, which I realize is in all the little show notes at the end that I will undoubtedly attach them to, but who actually still listens to those?
Shame. Listen,
I'm looking at you, Joe.
Why? I recorded half of them.
I have no idea.
I don't really need to listen.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah, I don't even listen to it after we launch it. It's okay.
I don't matter. But we do want to know what you all want to hear about. Because
yeah,
we have
we
been
do.
Doing
we
this longer than
you.
We thought we were going to have actual topics to do this for. And now we don't know what you want to hear.
We're running out of stuff, man. Not really. We have a plethora of stuff that we could talk about. But again, like there's this giant book here in front of me, the Dungeon Master's Guide. And that's one out of every five people might be interested in that. This is assuming that one out of every five people that is listening is a dungeon game master.
For D&D specifically.
For D&D 5e specifically, yeah. But I mean, there's so many other books, there's so many other things, and there's other stuff beyond what has been written down rules-wise.
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know. Please.
Give us things to talk
about. Give us things. You're important
to us.
We're
not that bright. We need you to tell us exactly what you want to hear.
If you would like to interact with us, you can find us on Twitter at @mage_podcast or check out our website, mageproductions.com.
Or if you just want to tell other people how much you love the show and that they should listen, you can leave us a 5-star review. Go and review us wherever you get your podcast from. We really love to see those and read what you think.
And we would like to give a huge shout out to our partners and sponsors. First off, Hit Dice. Check them out at hitdicepod.com and on Twitter at hitdicepod. And of course, last but not least, sonerdware.com, a place to find fun clothing and accessories tailored for tabletop geeks and nerds everywhere.
They're also on Twitter at SoNerdWare. They've really stepped up the entire game for us. They now host all of our swag, so you can get t-shirts, stickers, mugs, cups. So you can go to SoNerdWare.com and search for Mage Productions to find all of our cool swag. And then once you find everything, you can use code MAGE to get 10% off your entire order. Anything else?
I don't know. I think we actually got it all that time.
It helps when you write things down.
It does.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.